One, it'll still be there on Tuesday. Two, it gets done much better when you really want to do it. Three, right now I have to make myself a sandwich. Four, probably I should do some research first on how other people do it. Five, today is 6-18-2011, and those digits add up to 10, and those digits add up to 1, which is not a good number for doing something like this. Six, it'll get done eventually. Don't be so obsessive about it. Seven, who am I to think I even can do it? Eight, or have any right to? Nine, or that it's my responsibility. Somebody else will do it if I don't. 10, and probably they'll do it better. 11, maybe I should do it at nighttime. The moon will be full in a few days. 12, I wonder if the mail's come yet. 13, I still remember that time in 11th grade when we had this big theme paper that we were supposed to be working on all semester with all these checkpoints along the way, the research, the outlines, the first draft, and all that. And I was going right along doing what I was supposed to, like I did back then. But the weekend before the final draft was due, Susie and her sister invited me up to their parents' cabin. And we didn't even come back until about 2 in the morning on Monday. And it really wasn't the end of the world. I got it done by cutting math class and working on it through lunch hour. 14. Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. 15. Gee, how do those cobwebs even get up there? 16. I wonder where Susie is now. I should Google her. 17. In a city, if you go someplace that attracts a lot of tourists, like the waterfront or a museum, everybody's in that open time zone where they just let themselves experience what's around them, eyeing each other and identifying with each other because we're all basically doing the same thing, which is nothing, or just being alive, depending on how you want to look at it. But then just a block away, there are all these people with briefcases and expensive haircuts, the women's clothes hitting the exact spot between sexy and don't patronize me, I earn more than you do. And they're all on a mission, important things to do, and will push through a doorway and never think to look back behind them to see if someone else is coming that they could hold the door open for. 18. That Paul Simon song, Get on the Bus, Gus, Make a New Plan, Stand, Turn in Your Key, Lee, 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover, I bet there's a lot more than 50. 19. Or that scene in Roxanne where Steve Martin, as the Cyrano de Bergerac character, humiliates an oaf in the bar by improvising 20 insulting remarks the guy could have made about Cyrano's big nose if he had had any wit. And he organizes them by category: philosophical, anatomical, gastronomic, scatological, and so on. And when he gets up to around 14 or 15 and has to stop and think, the crowd in the bar is cheering him on, which is the kind of thing that happens in movies and TV shows, but really never happens in life, because when we're out in public, we don't think of ourselves as part of the audience because we're all starring in our own show, and what we want to know is what happens next to us, or what do we do next? 20. I bet I could come up with 365 reasons at least to put it off, but then I'd just be right back where I started. And anyway, it's past noon and time for the last word, which is a word it's never too late for, a word that holds itself ready for you when you're finally ready for it, the word that always positions you exactly in the universe and tells you when it's time to get started. And that word is now.